We left with a problem yesterday. What was the issue yesterday that we left with? We left with the read the Shulchan Aruch again. And over here, over Chavim Mutza, Rachila Machila Sisters. If you find a child, majority of the town, a goyim, you can feed from the various and shape of that child because it's a goyim. Go off to the majority. Mechsa, Mechsa, 50-50. It's 50-50. The Mitzah Lachiyusa Ki Yisrael. 50-50. You stop it, Jew. You have to look after him. Ooh, in such a case when it's 50-50, Mevatim Olam said, oh, you can break Shabbos as well to save that potential Jew's life because it's 50-50. Implication of that, we said, is that this majority of Goyim, you don't break Shabbos to save the guy's life because majority of Goyim, he's a Goyim, you don't save his life. That's like Rav Yochanan. The problem we left with was the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yeshomim, I feel a robo chovim of Hapkin of the Gabba Shabbos. No, there is an opinion called Shmuel that says, even if the majority of the town is Goyim, and most likely this guy is a Goyim, you still break Shabbos, because in Pekach and Nefesh, we don't go after Rav. That's Shmuel's opinion. But as the Gaon points out, Harambam still is Rav Yochanan. Harambam is Shulchanor. Went with Rav Yochanan and says, Rav always works, even because Nefesh, this is a Goy, don't break Shabbos. That's the Rambam Shitta. And we always paskin Rav Yochanan, Pligah Rav Shmuel, in Agaz of Shmuel, we always paskin Rav Yochanan Rav Shmuel, we always paskin Rav Yochanan. So how could the Ramah paskin Rav Shmuel when there's a clear Rav Yochanan who says majority works even in the Kof Nefesh Ayas to say don't save the guy's life? So the Mechaber makes sense. The Ramah doesn't make sense. That's our shayla. And Nachman in our case, where the person in the camps at Lolena was told by the Nazis to kill this guy, you don't need a Jew, a goy, most goy, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you'd be able to do that to save your life, according to the Ramah, not. But we don't understand where the Ramah is coming from, because he shouldn't be passing like Shmuel, he should be passing like Rabbi Yochanan. That was our question. So, in order to answer this question, we have to really learn a piece of Gemara together and see what the Gemara seems to be stating on this issue of Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel. We see how the Gemara seems to learn, and maybe that will help us understand where the Ramah is coming from. We want to understand this Gemara properly. So we look at the Gemara in Yuma in detail, and we'll go step by step for everyone to understand it. If you've got questions, please ask your questions as we go along. Says the Gemara in Yuma number 2. Omar Rav Yosef. Omar Rav Yehudom Shmuel. This is the Shmuel. The name of Shmuel. Lo holko bilkoach nezhnera. This is Shmuel's opinion. We do not relate to majority in Shilas of bilkoach nezh. That's Shmuel's statement. Now, heichitomi. What's the case which Shmuel is referring to? That's the last question. What's the case that Shmuel's telling us that you don't go in Pekach Nefesh Ayas after it? What's the case? So the Gemara has four options. Three of them are rejected, and it comes to the fourth. So what's this case according to Shmuel that you don't go after Pekach Nefesh? So the Gemara's first option is like this. You name her, if you want to suggest the Iker Teishu Yisrael V'Nochi Echad. We're talking about a case, nine Jews and one goy. Nine Jews and one goy. Now, what's the majority one that we'll say over there? Who's the majority? Jews or goy? Jews are majority. So, would you go after majority to save the guy's life in such a case? Of course you go after. Rupa, you saw Nina. Of course you would go after majority over there. Obviously, Shmuel saying, when he says, don't go after majority to save the guy's life, he's not talking about this case, because there, the majority would actually save the guy's life. Go and break Shabbos, save the guy. So, of course, it's not referring to a case. Shmuel's not talking about a case where there's nine Jews, because Shmuel's statement doesn't make sense to them. Shmuel says, majority would say, don't save the guy, and we don't ignore it. Here, the majority says, save the guy. So, it's not talking about that. Next option, what's Shmuel talking about when he says, don't go after the majority? Inami, another option, palga palga. What's palga palga mean? 50-50. Okay. Would you save the guy in 50-50? Of course you would save the guy. Sofik Nefoshes Lahakel. Break Shabbos to save the guy because Sofik Pekach Nefesh. Sofik Pekach Nefesh also breaks Shabbos. So obviously Shimon's not talking about that. Ella. Okay, so let's suggest this case. De'ike Tisha Nochrim. There's 9 Goyim. So Achad. So only one Jew. Now what's the majority there? If you follow it, what would it say? Break Shabbos, not break Shabbos. Don't break Shabbos because it's Goyim. Ah. So maybe this is the case where Shmuel says, don't follow that majority. Naughty majority. Majority telling me, don't break Shabbos, let the guy die. No, Pekach Nefesh, ignore the majority. Maybe that's the case which Shmuel is saying. So no, that's not a chiddush. Hanami Peshitta, it's obvious that you do break Shabbos. I don't need Shmuel to tell me that. It's obvious. It's obvious you break Shabbos, even though there's 9 goyim, it's obvious you break Shabbos. Shmuel, you're not telling me that din because it's poshut. You break Shabbos and that din. Why it's poshut? Zahrei kavur. Because that's a standard case of kavur. Fixed numbers. 1 Jew, 9 goyim. When you have fixed numbers in an area, static area, and you have a shayla, we don't see majority over here, we see minority in existence as a standard rule, as we learned last time. Kol kavur kamesa mesadomi. Majority doesn't have power when the minority is a fixed figure. So it's a fixed figure. It's a fixed figure. One Jew. This is where he lives. This is where he is. He's always over there. This is the Jew where his home is. And the 4 things go down. You can't go after majority say don't save the life, because majority never works in this case. Because majority never works when the minority is a fixed element. So that's not Shmuel's finish. I know that without Shmuel coming along, that you break Shabbos because you don't go after the majority, because majority doesn't help when the minority is a strong minority. When is it strong? When it's fixed. So Shmuel, what are you telling me? I know this already. Can't be talking about that case. Elamai, what we're talking about? Lo Suicha. So you know what the case we're talking about? The Pirish Lachot Tzachens. Yes, there's 9 going. I want you. They're fixed elements, fixed numbers in this chotzer, in this particular courtyard. But Pirish Yochotz Acheres, it didn't fall down the building in the chotzer where they live. No, they went into the neighboring chotzer, members of this one went into there, and then it fell down. Madatena, what would I think? We're actual, what would I think? I would say, called the Parish Maruba Parish. You know, there's a guy came out, something fell on him. Who is this guy that fell on? I would think you go after majority. It's not a fixed element over here because they're not at home. It's not a strong minority over here. Minority is only strong when it's at home. This is not at home. This is in foreign country, foreign land. It's not their home. It's a different courtyard. Therefore, I would say there's no strength to the minority over there. No strength to the minority. So you go after the majority. What's majority? 9 goyim. What's the majority? Goyim. So Mustafa, this guy is a goyim that fell on. Don't break Shabbos. That's what I would think. Comes on Shmuel, tells me a chiddush. In this case, I'm telling you a chiddush. Ignore minority, save the guy's life. Everyone understands what the case Shmuel is telling me. It's saying, ignore minority, break Shabbos, even though minority would tell me, don't break Shabbos. No, do break Shabbos, ignore minority, save the guy's life. It's talking about this case. Everyone understand what this case is? It's a case with 9 goyim, where you don't have a strong minority, because the minority is not at home when the shayla comes up.
Can you get a pronunciation about this get clear? Tell me please, right now, Beit Shemesh has majority hotel. Right now, this majority, one of the people in Beit Shemesh, go in another town. In this situation, Shmuel said it doesn't matter, no anymore majority of was in Beit Shemesh. Because he lived in Beit Shemesh, I not count where he comes from. It is what he's telling us right now. He's telling, guy come from place, the 9 boy, 1 Jew, I ignore this.
Because it's the Koch Nefesh. Okay. There is a majority out there, majority should say, and it does normally say, this is what the facts are, and there's nothing to stop me saying this is the facts, it's not a sophic. Majority says that minority doesn't exist, it's only going, comes along, and Shimon says, I've got a rule. When it comes to Shilas of Pekach Nefesh, we don't hear and listen to what the majority tells me. Okay, that's what he said. And that's the case. Okay, now we discover that's the case. How does Rabbi Yochanan fit in? So the Gemara does continue and introduce Rabbi Yochanan.
Yes.
Rabbi Yochanan, who apparently is supposed to argue in Shmuel. And we'll see what he says, what the Gemara says. If you look at number 3, and then I'm going to ask you a bit of help over here, what the Gemara is actually saying over here. So number 3, Gemara Kaisel says, Amy, it's not true. What you just said can't be true. You just told me Shmuel's talking about a case where there's 9 goyim, and you assume, and that is not a goy, or may could be not goy. You do break Shabbos even though there's 9 goyim, even though there's no strong majority. That's what you just told me. Amy, it's not true. How do I know it can't be true? That Shmuel can't be talking about that. I don't know. Because Rabbi Yochanan comes and says, Tisha Nochim, you have 9 goyim, 1 Jew, which is what you're talking about. You have that case. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? If the wall falls down in their home territory, then of course you break Shabbos, because it's a strong majority, strong minority, it's fixed. Of course you break Shabbos. But if it falls on them, not in their home country, not in their hometown, you don't break Shabbos. So you Shmuel are saying, even when they're not at home, you still break Shabbos. It doesn't fit with Rabbi Yochanan, who says when they're not at home, you go after the majority and you don't break Shabbos. Doesn't fit. Gemara asks, is a kasha. Shmuel says you break Shabbos, and Rabbi Yochanan says you don't break Shabbos. In the same case, kasha. Understand the kasha?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What does the Gemara answer or say? Lo kasha. No, it's not a kasha. Why? Ha to porish kulu. Vaha to porish mitzvah saying. One case is talking about where all of them left their courtyard, and you have a certain halakhic result in such a case when the wall falls down. And one scenario is only some of them have left the courtyard, and you have a different halakhic result. Okay. You said Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing because they're talking about the same case and they're saying the opposite halacha. Not true. Well, they're talking about different cases. One case is where all of them left and had the halachic result. One of them, some of them left and had the halachic different result. Now, which case is, what case do you get the result of breaking Shabbos? And what case do you get the result of not breaking Shabbos? You tell me, which case do we have the halakha result is because this happens and the wall fell down, now you break Shabbos? And which case out of the two is, oh, in this scenario, taka, you don't break Shabbos. Which one? Is it the case where all of them left and then the wall fell down? Is that the case where you break Shabbos or you don't break Shabbos?
You do not break Shabbos.
When you all you do or you don't?
Right. All you do.
Everyone who says that when it's all leave, and then the wall falls down, you do break Shabbos. Everyone who holds that, put their hand up. If they all leave,
right,
and then the wall falls down, if the halacha would be, you do break Shabbos, who holds like that? That's a Machabur over here, with Yaakov, Mr. Levinisti, everyone. Are you on the fence? What are you thinking?
I'm the opposite.
You're the opposite. Okay. Anyone who holds, no, only when a little bit leaves, and then the wall falls down. That case you break Shabbos. Who holds like that? Mr. Gross? Mr. Goffman? Okay. So we've got a split. 4-3 split. 4-3 split. Okay. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, number 4. Hard to porish kulu. If all of them leave, hoyo the ischazik Yisrael b'hai chotzer, since all of them left, you know for sure, if all of them left, you know for sure, in this group there's a Jew, mafapchen, then you break Shabbos. Even although they're moving around, you still don't go after Rov, because you know there's a Jew here. But only some of them left. And you don't know in that group that left. You don't know if it's Shabbat Chayos. You don't know if there's a Jew in that group that left. You're not sure. Then you go after Rov when the wall falls down. Because Lo Yischazik, because you don't know there's a Jew inside that group. That Shiloh tool. So the 4 beats the 3. It's not like last week's parsha where the Dalit kings beat the 5. Here the 4 kings beat the 3 kings.
So they can't let him do this majority anymore.
So it says, it seems, well, I wouldn't say the words, it says like this. It says, I'll read it out again. It says, if the whole group leaves, now you know there's a juror amongst this group, and the wall falls down, in such a case, you still break Shabbos, you just have to do break Shabbos. Because you know there's a Jew involved. You know there's a Jew involved over here in the Shiloh. Yeah. You know for sure there's a Jew here in the Shiloh. Don't know if he's the guy underneath the rocks, but you know for sure he's in the Shiloh. Then you break it. But if you don't know that he's in the Shiloh at all, because only a little bit of the group left, he could still be at home. And it's only the group that left that has the Shiloh, since you don't know there's for sure Jew over there, then Taki, you can go after Rove, you do go after Rove with that case, and say, look, the guy under the stones is a goy, you don't make sense.
Okay, right. So right now, what when you said, I understood what you said, okay, the Lord, it means that if only one left, then a strange sound, we use majority. Because we said before, if it's matter of death, forget about majority altogether. Right now we have majority.
So we have a case that Shmuel agrees,
right,
that even though he says in Bekach Nefesh Shilas we do not go after majority, the Gemara is saying there's a case where Shmuel agrees that you do in Bekach Nefesh Shilas ignore the fact that maybe a Jew over here and you go after majority.
It means
what's the case where Shmuel agrees that you go after majority to say don't break Shabbos, let the guy die? That's the case of when you don't know if the Jew is bechlal inside the Shabbat.
So right now,
because only a few of them left. Few of them left, you don't, in that group that left, you don't know if it's Jew that falls a wall on top of him, you say, don't break Shabbos, because we go after the majority to tell you don't break Shabbos, and we assume it's annoying. Right, so Shmuel agrees to that.
Right now, this means nothing for you, Shmuel. Shmuel said, as soon you have majority, but only majority, but not definitely. Forget about he will die or not die. We not take into consideration this.
I wouldn't say those words. I would say, you can't go after majority in Shiloh Pekach Nefesh,
right,
when the Shiloh definitely involves a Jew.
Oh.
But if it doesn't necessarily involve a Jew, then even though it's a Pekach Nefesh, yeah, Shiloh, then you can go after majority. That's how Rashi is led.
I'm trying to fit in on the opponent's.
Yes?
Why not the other way around?
Which right now is saying. So therefore, what's the bottom line the Gemara saying? Is the Gemara saying Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel argue?
No.
Or they agree? They're talking about different cases.
Different cases.
They agree. They're just talking about different cases. Shmuel's talking about a case where the whole group left. There's a for sure Jew there. For sure Jew there. We don't go after the majority. And Rabbi Yochanan will agree to that. Rabbi Yochanan, who says, where you do go after the majority and tell you, let the guy die, he's talking about, okay, it's only a mitzvah, only a part of the group left. When you don't know the truth, and Shmuel will also agree to that, Rabbi Yochanan said, they're not arguing, it's all about different cases, and therefore they're coming to different halakhic decisions because they're different cases. Because that's the Gemara's answer. Shmuel says one thing, Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. Lo kasha, they're not arguing. Hatipirish kulub, hatipirish mitzvah. So one's talking about a case where all of them left, and one's talking about where only some of them left. Not arguing. Mela. Let's go back to our question on the Ramah. What was the question on the Ramah? The question of Ramah was, is that Ramah, you're passing like Shmuel! How can you pass like Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan? What's going to be the answer to that question? Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel argue, and you pass like Shmuel! How can you do that? What's the answer to that question? They what? They don't argue. They don't argue. Look at the Gemara, they don't argue.
Now we ask the question on the Ramah?
We're going to have a bit of a question on the Ramah. So let's say the Vilna Gaon, he says like this. Number 5. Has Rambam sfeileit Rabbi Yochanan pligal Shmuel? The Rambam held Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel. Aye, after I'm talking the Gemara Shom's living, but the Gemara said they don't argue. Shittas Rashi, and therefore Shittas Rashi, and the Ramah, Muskim Yosef is more logical, because it fits with the Gemara. Rashi and the Ramah fit with the Gemara. Rashi who says, and the Ramah who says, that we don't go after Bekach Nefesh, go after Rov in Bekach Nefesh, you do break Shabbos, even though Rov says don't break Shabbos, you still break Shabbos, is Muskam halachically has been correct, because no one argues on it. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan agree, just have to get the right case, the case where they agree, okay? And therefore says the Gaon, but now the problem is not the Rashi and the Gaon, because that's the Gemara. The problem is the Rambam. What is the Rambam going to say? He says, I pass la Rabbi Yochanan. You don't break Shabbos. What do you mean? Don't break Shabbos, pass la Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan agrees, you do break Shabbos. There's one case you don't break Shabbos, when you don't know the truth. Inside the Shina. Kasha now has flipped, after learning the Gemara, has flipped from being a Kasha on the Ramah to now being on the Chabah.
Rav, I have a question. I would like to come to this case because it is one problem that I don't understand. First case, which 9 people went here, and 1 Jew here. Then they moved to another room. Right now something collapsed. Right now, what our Kasha about? People, we don't know when it's collapsed. Jew was killed or not. Maybe Goy was killed from this night. It is the one kash. Good. I perfectly understand kash. Right now. In other case, only one person left. And right now, collapse. So right now, I didn't understand different this, because it seems kash is the same. Because in first situation, nothing different. Why? Because that's different. Maybe this Jew was not there at all. Not kill at all. Here, I said, maybe it's not Jew kill at all. So what
so is it? Let me answer your side in a very clear fashion.
Right.
Yes?
Please.
Something, unfortunately, happens in Florida.
Okay?
So I take into the mathematical equation the Jews who live in Israel to decide how much I have to be worried a Jew was in Florida?
No.
Why? Because Israel is not part of the question. It's not a sign of the Israeli Jews are being in the Shiloh. They're not part of the possibility. There's no possibility that an Israeli Jew in Israel got affected by the Florida disaster. Yeah? So therefore, that answers your question. But you know, all of them left, all of them is a possibility. So all of them is a possibility, including a Jew being a possibility. You have to save the guy's life, even if he's a minority. But if you only know one left, yes, So you don't know if there's Bachlal a Jew. You don't know if the Bachlal is a Jew who could be a possibility. So therefore, in such a case, you don't need to change the guy's life.
But you know what he's saying, for example? He's saying that next, when one person left, start to talk about majority at all. Because right now, I have one Jew, start to talk about majority. It's just one person, and maybe he'll Jew. You don't know anything about majority, not majority.
So now, no, so then we... Now you've got a question, is this guy Jewish or Old Goy? You have the same question.
Why?
I have no proof to say that there's a Jew Bechlal inside the Shaila. So now I go after Rove. Rove, what will Rove say to me that will tell me most likely, is this guy a Jew or not?
Huh? And then you got Rove from previously based?
Yes, 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 he came out of a place where there's figures. So what will Rove tell me that this guy most likely is? There's 10 guys, he came out from a group of 10. And most likely, what is this guy out of that group of 10 if you go after the majority? What's the low sign? A guy! So therefore, don't say something. So Rove will tell me what to do. I use Rove to tell me what the answer is. Yeah.
So,
okay,
Kevin.
It's not
the case
of Kevin. No, Kevin. Why is it? Okay, well, you're coming to your same question as you asked yesterday. It's him. Yeah? Now. Based on what we learned, let's go back to Ashaila in Auschwitz. Jews taken out of the group and pointed to another person, doesn't know who this person is. You kill him and then otherwise I'll kill you. What is going to be the halakha of in such a case? If he's a goy, you can kill him. If he's not, you can't kill him. Majority of people in Auschwitz are not Jews. Can he use majority to say, kill him to save your life? Based on what we learnt up to now, what would you say?
No, because
is this like a case of a few of them coming out and then you can use majority? Or is this like a case of the whole lot coming out and inside the Shaila, and now you can't use majority?
There's a few of them coming out, and you can use
it. It's only one left, this whole group of people. We don't know where he come from, what barak he come.
Are they all in the Shaila, the whole camp in the Shaila? And therefore, the whole, it's like Kulu. In the Shaila, or possibly a building falling on them, and therefore you will not be able to go after the majority? Or is it like only a part of the group which is in the Shaila, the other part is not even in the Shaila? What's the scenario here? Are you able to use majority or not? So according to the Ramah, which is fasting like this Rashi, and Rashi says, Shmuel agrees, sometimes you do go after the majority. But only in the case where you're not sure there's a Jew in the Shaila. But if you know that in the Shaila there's a Jew, but you don't know if he's on the big place, in the Shaila there's definitely a Jew, then you can't go after the Shaila. Is this the case where you know there's a Jew in the Shaila? Or is the case where you don't know there's a Jew in the Shaila?
You know there's a Jew.
You know, you don't know. How are you going to look at this?
How do you know there's a Jew? How do you assume that this guy is supposed to shoot in the door?
They keep the
guy and the Jew
together. Unless they keep them together. Okay, doesn't matter. Where in this particular area, a Jew and a goy can both be. Okay.
Right. Another case, I don't know if this is Jew here. The case that we learned about, the case you know for sure there was one Jew. The case that we're talking about, like, one of the people he's pointing to are Jewish.
Okay.
I think it's different. It's like one person leaves big group.
Okay.
I think
so both Yossi and Mr. Goffman are saying that the guy in front of you, which we're asking, is not a Shaila of there's definitely a Jew in of the whole group. It's only like one person coming out of the group.
Less than that. It's a third case altogether. Because in the case that we learned about, there's definitely one Jew that we know for sure. In the case where he's pointing to seven people, whatever number of people, we you don't have any information prior to that that one of those seven was Jewish.
Yeah, I know they were in the camp. He was taken from the camp. He was taken from the camp, and in the camp there's definitely Jews.
But you don't know. The starting point was you don't know if these seven have a Jew inside.
Okay.
It's different.
And a Jew was taken and pointed at a person and says, kill this guy.
Yeah.
One guy. He's not part of a group. This guy. He's been already been removed from the camp situation. The point is, the guy, kill this guy. Otherwise, going you, what is my halakha? Can I assume he's a goy or not? Does a rove, according to rove, apply or not? Because there is a case, even a more agrees rove applies. Is this a case where the rove applies or not? Says Mr. Gotham, yes. This is the case where Rome applies.
Yes.
Okay.
So can you read into the equation that chances are the last year they want to kill a Jew? Want to kill a Jew?
Okay. Yeah, you can't use logic like that.
Sometimes they make mistakes. You know, this poor guy is full nonsense. They make mistakes.
You can't make that assumption. Okay. So at this stage we're holding that if such a case, then whether your whole life there are more, and of course then you're going to hold like Mechaba, who always goes off the roof. Mechaba always goes off the roof in B'kach Nefesh to say this guy's a goy. No, I mean, don't know why he had to fit the Gemara, but he always goes. And the Ramah who doesn't, he's based on the Gemara, and even the Gemara says there's a case, even if you don't normally go off, that you do go off the roof, when it's a case where you don't know for sure in the Shire is a goy, a Jew. So in this case, we're suggesting that even the Ramah should agree that this is the case where we don't know in the Shaila that there's Vesor a Jew, and therefore you should be able to go after Rove, even going to Ramah, and be able to kill the person if it saves your life. Okay, that's where we'll leave it today. This is Shem Mokhagel.
It's a structure.